Reishnun Beis Veim.
Mutter liftoach maim lagino, vehem nimshochim vohochim kol ha-shabbat. Allow to open water that will irrigate your garden, even though it will continue throughout Shabbos, because you did not do the melacha on Shabbos, and also does not appear that you did the melacha on Shabbos. It's a normal thing to do that before Shabbos. Laniach kilo ava ala ayin, ava bishosu lanicha b'Shabbos. You also let put some type of eye medicine on your eye before Shabbos and leave it there on Shabbos. The same idea, because even though tassels are put on Shabbos, maybe you'll smear the medicine onto the cloth, which is Issur Meruach, but he did it before Shabbos, and it's normal to do it before Shabbos and leave it on. And you're also allowed to lo seis mugmo tachas hakelim v'mizgamim me'aleim kol ha-Shabbos. You're allowed to put incense under garments of other kelim so they absorb the smell. As long as you do it before Shabbos, even though it's absorbing the smell on Shabbos, it's permitted. Afil mugma munach v'kli, even if this incense is in a kli and is being burnt in that kli, because ein adam mitzuva al shisas kelim, there's no issue for your kli to do malacha. So even though the burning is taking place in your kli, there's no problem. Los esayin begigis l'shroisam, you also allowed to put barley in some type of bowl so to soak them, so that the chaff floats to the top, which is Isra Bayer, which is how to do on Shabbos. As long as you put them before Shabbos, it's permitted. The Toynim occurs Beit Zabad V'agaz V'boidyoim Alazeis V'anovim. One could also put the weight on olives or on grapes to crush them. V'ashem and V'yayin Yoytzim V'em, even though in the course of Shabbos wine and oil is going to be coming out of them, still is permitted. V'chein Boisom Elila Shariskim V'boidyoim Now we have a bigger chiddush. Until now we talked about doing the memlocha before Shabbos, it's allowed to continue throughout Shabbos. Here we have a case of unripened grapes, which they crush up and then juices would come out of them. So not only are you allowed to do this before Shabbos and keep it there on Shabbos, but the juices that came out on Shabbos are also permitted. Even though juices that come out of, let's say, grapes on Shabbos, even if you didn't actively cause it to come out, but you're not allowed to use that juice. But in this situation, it is permitted because they're already crushed before Shabbos, and it's considered basically the juices were separated, they just have to drip out. One's also allowed to put grain into a water mill before Shabbos, even though they're going to be ground in the course of Shabbos. That is also permitted since you did the melacha before Shabbos. Says the Ramah, but the Hashina Lashmoyetz Koyel Shiyomir Rechaim Shaplay No Toichnus the Shabbos. According to the Mechaber, there's no problem of Hashmoyetz Koyel that people say, "Oh, we hear this mill making a lot of noise. Maybe the person did it on Shabbos." People are not choishes that he did it on Shabbos because it's a normal thing to put it before Shabbos and leave it there. And this case says the Ramah Yeshayisrim Berechaim V'chol Mokum Shiyesh Lochul Shlashmoyetz Koyel. Whenever it makes a lot of noise, in that situation, it's av shemilta. It's making a zilzil to Shabbos that the machine is working and making a lot of noise in Shabbos, and therefore these opinions prohibit it. This is talking about when the mill belongs to a Jew. If a Jew put his grain into a goyish mill, it's no problem because the mill itself is owned by a goy, and it's not the melacha the Jew did before Shabbos. But the ma'isa hochi nog lechachil, Ramah says that lechachil we are noig that do not activate a machine that makes a lot of noise before Shabbos, it will continue running on Shabbos. Maybe Malcolm say the Yesh Lahakil, but if he's going to have a loss from it, then you can rely on the first opinion and be Mekil. Umutar Lahamid Kli Mishkoil Shikorin Zaygir Me'er of Shabbos, Avon Bishamashmiya Koil, Adiya Shoyz Bishabbos. You're allowed to set up a clock, even though when you set it up every hour it rings the bell. Ki Akol Yoydim Shadakin Lahamid Me'esvel. Those type of clocks, everybody knew that they were set up before Shabbos, and doesn't appear at all that somebody set it up on Shabbos to make noise on Shabbos. The Mishabruah says, though, that if you didn't do before Shabbos and you want your alarm to be turned on Shabbos by a goy, it says not so push it helps, because it could be setting up a clock and a watch, winding it up on Shabbos, maybe an Issa Deraisa, and you cannot do an Issa Deraisa as a goy, even for a mitzvah.